We have been joined by my colleague Mathulare Coleman, chair of the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development. And we do have the members too in here from that committee. In the menu, we've got two reports, trusts. It's Stat SA and Treasury. I would suggest that we start with the main body, which is the Treasury report. I know, honorable members, we didn't have much time to look into these matters, but we are working under tremendous pressure, all of us, just to find something. And what the secretary of the committee has tried to do was just to have something in writing for us, which we need to enrich and reshape and panel bit so that a proper report can emerge out of this discussion. Dr. George.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. On the first page, it's not numbered, on the first page, where in the first paragraph where there's reference to reports that the committee recommends that vote 7 be passed, in all likelihood, my recommendation to my caucus will be that we do support this budget. However, we actually haven't got there yet. So I wouldn't be able to agree to that sentence being in the report at this time. My suggestion would be that we actually remove that last part of the sentence. And then on the proposed recommendations, we agree with what's in here already, and I just wanted to add something. We all know the economy is in recession, and there's going to be a big impact on tax revenue collection. So what I would like to suggest, something along the lines of National Treasury closely monitors the impact of the recession on tax revenue collection and makes consequent recommendations. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I concur with my colleague here. I just on page one in the briefing by National Treasury, in item two there, you see he introduced the respective head. I would suggest that respective departmental heads responsible for, because it wasn't only one, there were more than one. And then on recommendations, I would like to see a recommendation here that we get a report either from Treasury or Treasury and Economic Development combined, in which we get clarity with regard to the roles of the two departments, so that there's no duplication in the roles of the two departments as it's played out.
Last page.
Under
recommendation, you've kept that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can I just on page one, paragraph three, where on the briefing by SARS, he informed the committee that they would most likely, I think he mentioned the number. So I would say, why say most likely? We all know there is going to be a decline, but it's semantics. Then the other thing is, should we not put in a paragraph somewhere about the recession? If we listen what the minister was saying, it is the worst in 70 years. He was talking about value for money. He said it won't be business as usual. He said many other things that is going to be tough. So I think we should add a paragraph on the recession in this report.
That was raised by member Dr. George in relation to revenue collection, but I want to focus my recommendation on SARS, not on Treasury, to them to come before the committee with a detailed program on how are they going to counter the revenue loss, as they said that currently we have lost about 10 billion and we might at the end of the year lose more than 80 billion. So we need to know how are they planning to counter that.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not too sure about the committee start discussing the recession, because if we listen very well to what the minister said on his presentation, he said the money is there, but the serious problem is how the money gets managed. That I'm quoting in the button. Now, yes, we are aware that we are 10 billion below than what we expected. Now, to then, as the committee started discussing about the recession, when we are not aware of the program, like what the Honorable Member Whip said, what programs are going to be in place so as to manage that, then we'll be able then to go forward and say, yes, these problems seemingly they're not going to be effective to manage what we call the recession. So I'm a bit uncomfortable about starting talking about the recession and the chair gets to be to call to the media and start explaining and predict the effectiveness or the poor performance of the programs that are to be put by the department.
Okay. Madam Dubaza. Some more input?
My, the other one, Chair, thank you, Chair. It's not the input, but I'm just thinking we had different, we had the minister's division has got different units, like he called it family. Where is the input from the state?
Yeah.
The statistics?
That's more report. It's the next report.
Was another report?
Yeah.
Oh,
there are
okay.
Two reports there.
I'm in a mayor.
What, only one?
You can go with something.
Okay.
Maybe in the room. I see you.
Oh, you're going to say, I'm going to
okay.
All
right. She has it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, colleague. I think generally what you are saying is that one, in terms of the introduction, Dr. George, you are saying we cannot start by just saying we support the budget. We should have a reason to arrive to that conclusion. But the overall thrust of what has been presented to us, we understand it. And we need to put more flesh in terms of our expectation, in terms of the recommendations. And the recommendations, some few members have already spoken to that. And I think the Secretariat will have to capture that. My colleague, Matulare here, Coleman, was saying perhaps we may need to flesh out some of the concepts or the points that have been raised in terms of revenue, including the issues around the contraction of the economy, what you normally term the recession under the current circumstances, the contraction of the economy, its impact and so on and so forth. There may be a need to actually elaborate a bit around that. Without getting the details whether we agree on what is the causes of these things or not, but just to recognize that part.
Chair, what we might say about the recession is that we would like to have a report on how they see the way forward in us getting South Africa out of this recession. In other words, how can we, what methods will they use to actually bring the recession to an end?
Morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Chair. I think as we talk here, we should also talk in relation to other, documents, tabled by government, because we do have a response plan as government. The government has a response plan. And what are we saying here? Do we want the department to come on top of what the response plan, come up with something else that would say we as the Department of Finance or as Treasury, this is how we're going to respond? Because I thought the response plan for the country in terms of that report or in terms of that plan, the Treasury is part of that plan. And we could perhaps look at it and say and indicate the areas where we feel uncomfortable in terms of the functions of Treasury, instead of really wanting Treasury to come up with a new thing at all. I don't know, Chairperson, I thought maybe that's how we should approach it, because if we request them to come up with that, it would be like we are starting everything afresh. We want Treasury to start something on it.
There is a plan, but we would insist that as a committee, we want them to come before us so that we can engage as Parliament that plan. Cannot be left as a government plan and here sitting not knowing what the government is doing, and we say something different to what the government is doing. So it's proper for them to come here and engage us.
No, basically, Chair.
Honorable Mthethwa, don't call him Nyambuzi.
That's Chair. Basically, what you are saying, Chair, here, the information is right, it's in front of us, but it's more summarized. Like when you look at when the minister was giving us the broader perspective, as well of the international conditions, some of those areas are not captured here, because that assists us alone to drive to the rightful conclusion of the debate, and also to when you adopt it, we adopt knowing what is happening internationally and the current situation that we find ourselves in. So it's a good document, but it's more summarized for persons, for new members like ourselves. We like to see these details so that we just acclimatize ourselves with it and just remind our minds on it, so that when we drive to the conclusion, we are driving to the right conclusive decision on it. That's true.
Honorable Ngonyama, we need your input to enrich the document. All right, you'll be with us in due course.
But Mr. Chair, I remember that the Minister was saying that the TFMA allows the Treasury to dictate in terms of macroeconomic policy, but do not allow them to go into specific departments and say, you are faulting there, unless they're being invited to do that. Now, maybe that's a weakness in the TFMA, I don't know, and maybe that's a debate for another time, to say whether we should recommend that we look at that specific point. But I personally think that is a weakness, that the Treasury is not able to go to health and say, you're making a mistake there. If they're not invited, they must just stand back and do not assist.
No, in reality, Treasury's responsibility is not just to allocate funds and stand back. In reality, in fact, the budget of Treasury is an enabling budget for the entire government. That's how we should see. But you see, we're a committee. We're not going to speak on behalf of government. We should share. They've made presentation to us. They've actually outlined their strategic plans to us. As a committee, what are we saying about the strategic plans? And I think the overall approach is beginning to speak to exactly what we think we need to say about the report. And Honorable Speaker is correct to say, where there has been lack of information or details, as a committee, we still expect the Treasury Department to come back and give us and engage in terms of the details plan moving forward. But members, when they contribute, see, this is a report that is going to be tabled and be published in the ATC. But we're going to debate these issues, you know, from your party and all those kind of things. The report is going to give us an overall thrust of what we agree on, all of us as a committee. But we can also still continue to elaborate on one or two things that we think are not covered properly in the report in terms of details. We're not going to write everything that we are going to be saying in the debate in the document.
Thanks, Chair. I think also what the Treasurer spoke of is the review or the amendment to the PFMA. And perhaps we'd want to ask them to fast track or perhaps come and it's either we say they must fast track the process of reviewers and or come and brief us on, you know, the aspects where they want to review, the areas they want to review the PFMA and MFMA.
I think we should, top of the
Chair, I also, without having gone through the details, but I would also think that we should recommend to Treasury that in distributing funds, they should take into account that these are difficult times for South Africans, especially the poor. So that they then have a bias towards empowering schemes that seek to make economic life better for the poor. For an example, here I will speak of cooperatives. I know I'm going a little bit to detail, but from their level, they must have in mind to say, how do we distribute such that those that will be worst hit, their plight can be alleviated?
Thank you. You'll be the last to speak on this one. We move to the third vote. Honorable Shumatu Ngonyama.
No, I wanted to check and the issue of the fiscal transfers, especially when it comes to provincial and local governments. If you remember, the report that was given to us by Mr. Brown, he alluded to the fact that there are three provinces that actually overspent by plus or minus 5%. I wonder if it's not possible for us to get an overall and a glance on the state of the transfers with regard to provinces. And I would imagine that it is part of our responsibility to be on top of what is happening in the provinces with regard to the transfer and the state of self-sufficiency of the local government. And just those two aspects, maybe to get some view.
Thanks. Honorable members, I think we should take the other report. What I would say, just on this report, there's one sentence that I want us not to carry forward under the conclusion. The last, and this report should be allocated in the context that the committee were faced with time constraints flowing from some parliamentary program, and also that members are new, those kind of things. You see, these are part of the documents that will be going to the archives of South Africa, that members were not sure what they were doing, and they passed the budget without knowing it. So, but the second point that I would work with the Secretary of the Committee is that if you look into the strategic plan of National Treasury, without talking to aims and objectives, but you look at Program 2, Public Finance and Budget Management, it is important to say what is our view around that, within the constraints that the Honorable Smart, I think somebody said, how do we manage and allocate resources under these difficult conditions? Asset and liability management, that is a point on its own that needs to be covered. How are we doing as government in terms of asset management and liabilities? I think we'll work on these issues. And all of them, you can also just capture one or two issues over and above what we've elaborated on or picked or isolated points from this discussion. Can we take vote number 11? Set SA. Dr. George?
Thank you, Chairperson. On the first paragraph, the same comment applies as to the previous report about recommending that it be passed. I don't have that mandate yet. And then on the proposed recommendations, we discussed the issue about communication and communicating the results, and that often they get misinterpreted or they're not packaged correctly. So I'm proposing that there should be a recommendation, something along the lines of Stats SA must review its communication strategy with regard to publicising results from statistics collected. Thanks, Chairperson.
Chairperson, yes. You know, I don't know whether that will cover. There was a huge part of the presentation was on the media profile of Stats South Africa, and they were very uncomfortable about that. Maybe, you know, if there's a better communications, that will better. But maybe they need PR to rectify that problem. And if they do not rectify that problem, they will constantly remain under pressure when they do publish statistics. And I think that is probably maybe another recommendation from this committee, that they make sure to restore confidence in the department.
Thank you, Chair. The other recommendation that was made by the committee after the presentation of the statistician was that maybe it should be better if they come out with an effective accounting system, even try and utilize the resources that are available, like going to the schools and see what partnership they can create with the other departments like education, so as to ensure that we minimize the discounting and try and maintain some consistency as far as the data is concerned that is being collected. So if it can be added to the recommendations, because this is exactly what we said. Thanks.
Some more input? Honorable Spiller.
No. Thanks, Chair. On recommendations, I would like to add that Stats SA provide Parliament with a detailed program on how are they going to implement Census 2011. I remember because we asked this question in our engagements with states and they really didn't come up with a satisfactory response in relation to that. Although they reported that they are planning to have a pilot project towards 2011, but I think we really need a detailed program so that we minimize the undercounting issues as well as all those challenges that they raised in the meeting.
And also in their strategic plan, they made mention of the fact that in the process of establishing a statistical institution in the country where they
microphone.
It's recording.
Yes, it's
okay. Okay, I'm saying states in one of the documents, I think it's their state plan, they made mention of the fact that they are establishing or in a process of establishing a statistics institution in the country where we train our own statisticians. I think we need a progress report on that. It's been 3 years that we've been hearing about this institution being established, but really we're not getting any concrete results in terms of the progress. Okay, in relation to that institution, Chairperson, I think they need also to assist us in sharing information on their plan in decreasing vacancy rate at states. It's very high and I think it's unacceptable.
Further inputs?
Just as an addition on the program of 2011, if we can give them time frame that within 6 months, if they can come and report on that program. Yeah.
Yambo.
Thanks, Chair. Even though I'm not going to be really adding on this one, but the content and the tone thereof of the last paragraph as well, I think some of these things might not be really need to be put in writing while we comment, like saying we had time constraint, we did not engage on the document, well, we have commented about the newly members as well. I think also this one of saying on the conclusion part where you have time constraint of dealing with these issues, it also deals with the credibility of the committees as well.
Thank you. Dion?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's not something for this report, but it's a clarity for my own mind. Apparently, the Statista is going to be reporting to Minister Manuel going forward. And it just struck me that how would it be accountable to Parliament then if they're not going to come before this committee then? Would there in fact be a committee somewhere that they would go to? Because I'm not quite sure. So I don't know if you can maybe guide me on that. Thanks, Chairperson.
Honorable Mawaso.
Chairperson. StatsSA also had a program of working with SAPO in giving addresses to households all over the country. I'm making this point as a follow-up to what was suggested by Member Dwazan, that we should get a report whether that, what progress has been made in that regard. They were focusing especially on rural areas where you find sometimes institutions like the post office have got more information and Stats SA has less information. So there was that collaborative attempt, if we could also get a report on that.
Madubazana.
Madame.
Oh, Madame in the
oh, my apology from me as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I would like to do the follow-up on the matter that was raised by the Honourable Member George. I just need a clarity here. Stats SA is to be under the portfolio for the Honourable Minister Trevor, whether what on planning matters or on finance, because if it's on finance, then it has to go to the Minister of Finance. Oh, but on planning matters, I will understand it has to go to Trevor. So if I can just get the clarity before the committee agree or disagree. Thanks.
Chairperson, it's a recommendation or a comment on Stats SA. When we engaged Stats SA, there was no clarity in relation to how do they engage with other departments in relation to the information that they collect in the country. To an extent that sometimes they collect relevant information to planning after the departments have done their planning. So that information doesn't help the planning processes of government. So I want to recommend or raise it for discussion in the committee that maybe we discuss how can states and government align their planning processes so that one program speaks to another. You don't have a health department that is planning for a population of 10 million when states at the end of the year will say we have about 40 million people that need services of Department of Health. So it's an issue. I don't know how can we manage or process it in terms of dealing with it as a committee.
So basically, it's the alignment of statistical information and planning with government need to find a way and coordination.
I think
the question, Honourable George, about the reporting lines. As of now, it has been announced that ZSA is going to report in the President. Let me just give the historical context of ZSA. In 1994, ZSA was reporting in the Minister, in the President, the RDP office. And when RDP became a line function of every department, in the President, you had a deputy minister. Therefore, it went to National Treasury. Not because it belongs to National Treasury. It is a planning information that is needed. Now, moving to the National, to the President, is not like in terms of the law, it needs to be in Treasury from the onset. In fact, Trevor puts it this way, says, that essay has a tendency of following me where I'm going, but in a light manner. Now, as of now, the matter has not yet been gazetted. We'll deal with this budget as it has been presented, like economic development issues and all those kind of things. But moving forward, as to what is going to be the relationship between Parliament and the ministry in the President is something that is still being, and I think both the Speaker, the whips, and the parliamentary, the Deputy President's role, leader of government business, they'll be looking into this matter to coordinate the relationship between, or the work of the planning unit and Parliament. But for the purposes of this budget, it will be processed where we are at the moment. I think that's clear.
Any other thing?
If not, I would want to thank the members. But before you leave, what? I just want to get some clarity, because I thought with these amendments that we're having, we'll actually adopt the final report on Tuesday. Or can we adopt to these amendments, and then the final document will be circulated to members? Just want to.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the purpose of this was to adopt the report. So I think we have to adopt the report with the amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Then, agreed? Then it's going to be finalized by the office.
Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Yes,
agreed, Chair.
No, Chair, I wanted to second the proposal that with amendments we adopt the report.
Thank you. It is moved and seconded and unanimously adopted.
Yeah, I'll call you back just now.
I think we're done, and I want to thank honorable members for.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just clarity on the report. I agree we adopted with amendments, but obviously we need to see it before. Obviously, next year.
Obviously, we'll try to make sure that we are going to sing from the same page, all of us. Thank you. Can the NC comrades remain here for 5 minutes?